We're gonna keep talking. Okay, yeah, like I'm. Just, we'll like start talking whenever.
Okay.
Yeah. You're recording.
I need more.
Yeah.
More.
Are you
fucking serious? Right? Oh. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna go to home and yeah. Dad.
Okay. Literally. Yes.
So this
yeah.
Is gonna go out, right?
Literally.
Maybe.
We use okay. This.
This so is how audio talk about Ralph Nader's niece.
It's called the B-sides.
Yeah, the B-sides of audio face. That's how our intros are. We just start talking shit when we're setting up, and that's how a lot of the intros.
Who the fuck is Ralph Nader?
What?
What?
I'm just kidding.
History lesson. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a short view back to the past.
I guess I'm supposed to know that.
No one needs to know that.
Nobody knows. I like how she shines feet on this camera. Let's go.
Yeah.
Feet cast. Please.
Feet cast.
Oh, hell yeah. Interesting. I think those socks. I think those socks used to be
good levels. Good levels.
They were great.
I don't
know.
Okay.
YouTube might not believe us.
YouTube's gonna be like feet on there.
All right. I'm gonna pull up the Wikipedia article for Iran, and then we can get swifty with it.
Oh, I'm an Iran expert.
Really?
I've read more books about Iran than any other Middle Eastern.
I'm gonna blur it out, dude. What the hell? Dude, I don't want to get demonetized in Japan.
You don't feed pigs.
I don't want to get demonetized in Japan.
Yeah, you might get moved off Twitch.
Demonetized in Japan.
Demonetized.
Iran.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
No, I literally know a lot about Iran.
Are you?
Okay. No, he goes hard.
Okay. Pause. All right. I just, you never know.
So the world's ending, supposed to end.
Yeah, I got a little drink there in his 805 cup. I see you.
That's not a drink. It's orange juice. I love orange juice.
It's called a mimosa. Watch yourself.
I love orange juice in the morning. Hey, what's your favorite kind of lube?
So when are we starting?
When you want to start.
What are we even talking about?
We're going to talk about Iran. Okay. Well,
someone's got to host this.
Let's pull some antics.
All right, it's okay. I don't want to be a dictator, so is it okay if I host? Would anyone else like to host?
You're cracking, dude.
Would you like to host?
Please
host. Go ahead.
Please host. I don't. It's not my episode.
I'm here for
clout. It's odd number.
You're here for clout.
All right, yeah, you're Googling. Get crumb ready. All right.
I'm going to start. Hold up, bud.
Then make sure you use, what is it, dog for me, whatever it's called?
Doggo. Duck, duck, go.
Duck, duck, go.
Yes. Incognito mode. Okay.
He's God.
Hello, welcome to this special report where we're going to be talking about... we're going to be talking about the recent conflict in Iran that's taken place in the first week, really, of 2020. I'm here with noted expert... Thank you very much for joining us for the program today.
Thank you for having me. We're getting all official right now. I don't know if we're doing this official, but yeah.
To talk about
one of the beautiful nations of the Middle East and, storied history and, shame what's happened in the past, 50, 60 some odd years, actually. But we'll get into all that.
Well, it's interesting with these world news kind of things because you can start somewhere, but that's never truly the beginning.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
We're not going to start with Dariush the Great or whatever.
If we could direct this like a Michael Bay film where we start with the explosions and say, but how.
That was a flex.
Oh, it looks like we got a little studio audience.
Mesopotamia.
Here. We'll be referring to them from time to time. Maybe
them?
Them?
Those people.
Oh, right. Let's introduce them. First off, from. We have. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And James.
James and James. My name forever in the show is going to be Blaze. I'm so down.
Yeah. We'll call you
Blee
for short.
Yeah.
Blee for short. Okay. This is meant to do so we can all stay on TSA pre-check, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
ICE is checking the neighborhoods. We don't want to use my name on here.
Yeah. Because there is honestly an aspect to this where it does get to people having trouble getting on flights. So we can get
this
to that.
This is true. Yeah. Absolutely.
But we begin.
As a pilot,
what is this?
My shit.
Basically, on the 5th, 3rd, 4th. You know the exact date?
Well, today's the 11th, and so I'm pretty sure it was the 5th that your president, Donald Trump...
The king of Israel.
the king of Israel, self-declared in a retweet, you know, assassinated one of the top generals of Iran.
It's on January 3rd.
Yes. Qasem Soleimani. Yeah.
And so it's interesting because we carried out this assassination, but we didn't do this.
Don't say we. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Okay, so
they.
A country.
That's the they.
First step is Soleimani. That's what pops up.
A country comes out with. You should save it so we can put it in later. But a country comes out.
The car.
A country.
Definitely some photos. You can't confirm it's photos.
The first thing I like to Google when I type in Soleimani is Soleimani.
It looks like the first thing.
Wait, it's like an SOL and it auto and it goes to Soleimani death.
Let me do that shit.
It looks like an episode of Hitchcock. It looks like an episode of Hitchcock.
You know, Daddy Lawson's in Smite.
He's like a black charred skeleton.
I don't see shit. I mean, I'm on Google, so it's Google.
No, man, you got to change your filter results.
Well, and also, I want to say it wasn't just Soleimani. It was also
turn it off.
It was also another general from Iraq, Mohandas, I feel like his name. He was a top general in Iraq as well.
And what I was trying to get at is this happened at the Baghdad airport, which, yes. For those Americans, is a city.
It is a city
in the Middle East. It's notably not in Iran.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Not. No.
So we carried out an assassination with a drone using precise missiles in a different country's airport.
Yes.
In order to take out their essentially Secretary of State.
Yeah, and Secretary of Defense, I would say.
Okay.
And Soleimani actually flew there on a commercial flight and went through a regular passport control.
Man of the people.
Absolutely. He's a noted man of the people. He would like take selfies with people and everything.
So kind of like Elizabeth Warren in a way.
Yeah, he has a plan.
Yeah,
he has a plan.
He had a plan.
Well, he's dead. I mean, damn.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he didn't have
no
a plan.
The audience.
Yeah. Not going to be like Bill Maher, look at the audience, wait for him to jack him off. So,
yeah.
What? You're going to be upset at my joke? Well, fuck you. You didn't pay any money to come here.
Yeah, true. I went to show
so,
him.
Yeah,
neoliberalism.
So, anyways.
So, yeah, he was also General Mohandas from Iraq. These are some of the key people in defeating ISIS in Iraq and keeping ISIS out of Iran and, like, defeating ISIS in Syria. Trump likes to take credit for that, but it definitely was not the American army that did that, like, really defeated ISIS. America just destroyed Raqqa, the city that ISIS was claiming to be their capital. But, you know, these are the people that actually put troops on the ground and, like, really took the heavy losses from a group that essentially got most of its weapons from America anyway.
That's what I always do. America is basically just like Guns R Us for the whole world.
Indeed.
Bombs R Us.
No, I mean, it's Guns R Us if you're in Latin America, for sure. And it's Bombs R Us if you're in the Middle East, because we do a kind of a, let's say a leasing program in the Middle East.
Lease to buy.
Yeah. It's like Rent-A-Center down there. That's a Baghdad Rent-A-Center.
Lease to bomb.
Lease to bomb.
Have these guns now. Bombs coming later.
So, yeah.
We're going to leave the red dot on for you.
So, yeah, it's a damn shame. I mean, unless you don't care that this guy got assassinated. But, you know...
So the argument is that Soleimani, he was working with these basically cell groups all across the Middle East, because when people say the Middle East, they know exactly where that is on the map. They will always say that he was coordinating these attacks against Americans, and that we destroyed him and we eliminated him, and that was a good thing. What's the natural counter argument?
I guess they were also saying that he was planning an imminent attack on American troops.
Four imminent attacks.
Oh, they got it narrowed down.
Yeah, they contacted Minority Report.
That ball came down.
He was like,
Soleimani.
No. It's that big wheel in Price is Right, where they spin it and it gets to a number.
Which
like,
leader?
Four imminent attacks.
Yeah.
Four imminent attacks.
No, when it comes to bombing countries, that's just a dartboard.
Yeah.
Push that down. Yeah.
But yeah, they were saying that he, I mean, he definitely was part of, you know, coordinating and, you know, there's different militia groups in Iraq, and I think he had a lot to do with that. They are, like, Iranian backed. They're armed by Iran.
And another thing with him, too, he was one of the biggest fighters of ISIS as well.
ISIS. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. And so... especially the American regime has spent so much time talking about eradicating ISIS and eliminating ISIS. So much so that Cheeto Face had been talking about just 3 weeks earlier about how ISIS is 100% eliminated, because you can always completely eliminate ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's when you queue up him dancing in Saudi Arabia with that sword.
No, that's when you queue up the orb photo.
Orb photo. Yeah.
Might need to be the podcast logo.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be hard. The Simpsons one, too.
But, yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, he was definitely part of leading those different groups. They call them PMUs in Iraq. But, like, that's not a crime. And, did he have anything to do with attacks against American troops? I don't know what I can say. But, like, that's an occupying force.
To me, it's a rhetorical point, because you're saying that he coordinated attacks of Americans. Yes, the Secretary of Defense will coordinate attacks against enemy combatants who are, like, targeting their country. It's like what you would expect a country to do. Like, it's an awkward thing to say, like, he was the commander of the army that we're fighting against, so therefore he killed American military. But, like, that's the military. I'm very happy to have the argument about the the pipeline that indoctrinates people into joining the military and having that larger point, but that's a separate conversation.
Yeah.
But, like, no, the dude didn't kill innocent Americans any more than we kill innocent Iranians, which is many.
Yeah. Many.
Were you going to say something, Caesar?
Yeah, I just think it's funny that I think that there's this preconceived notion that Americans are able to just walk up in any country and do whatever they want.
When someone
tests that gangster, they all get up in arms about it, but that's not the case. Just because, it's just funny to me. But then another country, you try to walk around any kind of American foreign territory, and we lose our minds.
Yeah, the Shia Crescent, they're spreading their influence in their own region.
Stop them!
Like, they can't have a Monroe Doctrine?
No, absolutely not.
Only we can.
If a country any darker than the Moroccans decides they want to close down one of their their U.S. Air Force bases, we'd scramble the jets fucking immediately.
Yeah.
Just because Trump wants 2% more in the polls.
Yeah, and also, we're probably all over the place, but one of Trump's big narratives was... one of Trump's big narratives was, like, end the endless wars and bring the troops home. And literally will not bring a single troop home, has deployed more troops into the region. And he's also, Iraq wants the American troops to leave, and he's like, no, we're not leaving.
I thought we're going to leave.
Yeah,
That's it. You know what, guys? Obama did his thing. That's enough. We're bringing the troops home.
I'm going to bring them back.
Yeah, it's a straight lie. It's
always a lie, because, people, we always rationalize it differently for each president, whether it's, you get to have a secret meeting where you have good intentions, but then they say, Mr. President, these are all the terrorists facing the country, so you have to react this way. Or we say, he's just a guy who kind of lies about everything.
Yeah.
Once you get in there, you realize, here's where the bread is buttered. Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Boeing. Just they're the people who pay the checks and cash the bills in America. Mm. And so what they say, hey, we're going to do or orchestrate these attacks or make sure we have this oil on lock. We're going to do these sorts of measures and procedures. And we're going to kind of perpetuate that kind of meaning in the media as well.
Yeah, and I just wish that people wouldn't forget that he said this stuff and it hasn't happened. And actually more troops have been deployed.
And we've increased drone strikes.
Yeah, and increased troops presence in the region. Yeah. Like, just remember that was a lie. What? Like, he's not against endless wars. He's actually about perpetuating wars. And
he's making money.
I was calling Trump a neocon from jump, because he had this so-called anti-war rhetoric. But I'm like, actually, he doesn't. He's not talking bad about NATO. He's just saying he wants more money for NATO. He's also saying he wants more money for the military. I'm like, you don't say that stuff.
Anybody who expands that as a neocon.
Yeah, I'm like, even if you don't say that stuff unless you want to, like, use those forces. And now he's talking about NATO focusing more on Iran. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like, dude, whatever person thought this guy was anti-establishment, and I think there's a lot of people from the right and the left that looked at him as an anti-establishment figure.
There's a lot of grifters on the right and the left. There are a lot of people who, like, regularly just don't care. They're just like, he's just going to, like, shake up the system. It's like, yeah, he does, but, like, just like the same people who kind of had that kind of voting process, they're not going to understand what he's actually doing around the world, because he is just thoroughly unprepared for the world
stage.
Well,
then look at the Iran deal, how he just ripped that up when he said, you violated the deal, and we're like, wait, no, we violated the deal by putting section of them.
So, yeah, no. Like, yeah,
it's the same thing.
And then it's the same point.
Just funny to me that anybody, like, people, there's no, nowadays there's zero accountability for anyone any politician says on the internet or any kind of statement they make. There's supposed to be the inclusion of YouTube and social media. Oh, we have video evidence and all this that, that helps people accountable. Absolutely not. You can literally say what you want leading up to a campaign. It can be time-stamped on YouTube, and people can drop the clips and have a million views on Twitter and whatever, and nothing. There's no questioning. There's nothing. Like, nothing to it. You can just
That's why we need Dan up there.
We need to stop using governments, first of all. And second of all, we're going to get to the media aspect of this in a moment, but I want to, like,
we're
get
all
to
over the place.
I want to get back to the story.
Back on your point you said earlier about also, you said about, you were saying that, oh, there's people, grifters on both sides, and like, oh, he, you know, Trump's shaking it up, like, he's supposed to shake it up. My thing, what's funny to me, it's like, there's a thing, but there's politicians that are supposed, that can shake up the government in a positive way, in terms of, good ideals and viewpoints that I want to bring and establish in order to change things for the better, and there's people who just want to shake shit up just for, like, clout and be corny. And I think that's what Trump does. It's nothing for the positive.
Well, Trump is a thought. But anyway, what were we going to say?
He's definitely a thought.
So once we do that strike, the issue is, how do we sort of respond? How does the United States sort of respond? Or, like, well, obviously it's the United States sort of respond, but how does Iran respond? They're being sort of coy and tricky. There's a joke where one of the Iranian defense ministers was sort of joking around with an ABC News reporter who's on there like, we're going to retaliate, and you're going to be aware. And so we found out what that retaliation was, and it became twofold. One was the sort of striking of an Air Force base that the U.S. had in joint with a couple of other countries, right?
Yeah, it was an Iraqi base, but there was American soldiers there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Baghdad?
Yeah, and it was during a time during the evening, right? So, like, there wasn't a lot of people on the base.
And they warned Iraq, so that Iraq would warn the U.S. so that way they would move troops out of there.
Yeah, a lot of different countries knew in advance.
Yeah, so that way Iran knew that they wouldn't kill anybody.
We're gonna bomb that base! Because 7 they want the p.m. public. On Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. So that way they would let the public know, or like have the public be fine with bombing something, but then also not escalate a war.
Yeah.
Well, that's how a lot of things go, honestly. A lot of things go like that.
Was an earthquake.
But you said the other, another retaliation, Dan?
No, but like that was... Oh, yeah. The second retaliation, which was accidental... Which was a.
I don't know if that's a retaliation, though.
I mean, well, there was a second aspect of this, because this definitely wouldn't have happened without this escalation. Well,
without killing Soleimani, this passenger plane getting blown out of the fucking sky.
Yeah, it was a Ukrainian Air. But it was a Ukrainian Air 737-800 jet. So not the Max 8, the ones that have been going down.
No, well, Max 8's been grounded. They're not flying right now.
Yeah, they're not.
That's just super not flying.
Yeah, but.
RIP Ralph Nader's niece.
I have another. Hopefully, we have time. In the program to talk about Boeing, because there are some excellent quotes to come out of that, and I saved that article. I don't think it's true.
Trust me, I can go on and on about that fucking plane.
And it'll be fascinating that you can, Joe, with your
Joe.
James.
James.
Jeez.
No, the thing is, we're just gonna change it to
okay.
Time.
All right,
stupid
Jeffrey.
John.
Isn't that right, Mick?
Mick.
We gotta bleep that out.
That's kind of racist right there.
Okay, sorry, Taggart.
Okay, so yeah, the passenger plane.
But those are the two kind of responses that Iran had, and like the anonymous audience member was saying, Jimmy Neutron. I don't know. He was saying that they wanted to show that, hey, we're not going to be fucked around with America. Mm-hmm. However, we don't want to escalate this into a war.
Yeah, of course.
That being said, we are going to enrich uranium again, and we are going to do all the things that are kind of going back against the Iran deal, which
because
was mentioned earlier.
America pulled out of it first. Well, and now with all the strikes, I'm like, why the fuck are we even still doing this?
Because I don't think they're going to do, like, I mean, because they were
never,
like...
Enriching uranium makes your reactors much more efficient, too.
Yeah,
it's not just about bombs.
Yeah, and I don't
think... That's correct.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to... I don't think they're interested in developing a nuclear weapon, but I think they're going to, like, do some stuff to try to put America on notice, so to speak. But I believe them when they said they're never trying to make a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, with the U.S., I would never trust the U.S. within handing weapons, because if you look at Gaddafi, you just handed weapons, and then the U.S. comes in and just, like, fucks it. Just puts a knife up his ass and then parades his body throughout the town.
Was it 1988 when America shot down the Iranian passenger plane?
Yeah, it was the 80s for sure.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think my dad...
Late 80s.
I think my dad did that.
It was 98, or 88, sorry.
Okay. Yep. It was flight 260...
You and my dad did that.
266, 265?
Shout out senior.
Shout out senior.
Did you see the name of it? Was it flight 260 something? 265?
Well, what happened in that flight for those of us who are maybe kind of too young to know
about
that?
655. Iranian Air Flight 655.
655, yeah. America shot down a passenger, Iranian passenger
plane. Killed 176 people.
Yeah. And then...
Under what circumstances? What's the context?
Just shot it down.
Was it... Can we find out what day of the week? That could play a factor. I mean, like, sometimes you just...
July 3rd, 1988.
July 3rd, okay, it's right before Independence Day, so you got to make a show. And you got some fireworks, right?
Yeah, I mean, and they shot it down. Everybody died, and then George...
Kebabs! It's your kebabs!
Jesus.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
George H.W. Bush got on TV and said, I will never apologize for America. Never. I don't care what the circumstances are, yeah. And just double down. And America.
I know he's a war criminal, but my pants are tight when you say that.
But America still hasn't apologized for that. And I think my dad did that.
He just went.
My dad at some point was on the USS Vincennes, which did shoot that plane down. And I don't know if he was on it then, but I know he was on that ship.
He was a gunman. How does it feel to be a son of a war criminal?
I think he did, but I'm not sure.
Your hands, though.
If I did it.
Yeah.
If I did it.
By senior.
Iran... They've recognized that it was a mistake and they've apologized, and I'm sure they're gonna have to pay some restitution. I remember like Gaddafi had to pay restitution for a bombing that happened in Ireland or something like that. I can't remember. Some nightclub, I can't remember.
That was Ireland and not the England?
I can't remember. Okay. They'll pay some restitution, I'm sure. The millions will have to come out.
But I think the other angle to this is that I don't think that this is like the end of it. Because it's not like, you killed our defense minister, or like one of our high up defense people. We're just gonna like play bomb some of your bases and call it a day. Yeah, there's gonna be an increased cyber like sort of interest against the United States. There's gonna be increased.
You think so?
Absolutely. There's gonna be increased.
So. I think Iran wants to wait till the election.
No. I mean, I don't know when it's gonna happen, but this stuff is definitely underway. This stuff isn't like a day on thing. Yeah. It's like underway for planning.
Could you also see Iran being like, their election's coming up? Why don't we just raise a little bit of hell in his last couple months there, see how far he's willing to go or something like that? You never know.
So y'all are saying two different things. One saying is wait and see what happens. Yeah. One saying let's stir the pot while we're there. And I think they're definitely gonna stir the pot while we're there, because basically what the Russia thing taught us, like there's. Whole bunch of different, you say Russia and like six different people will get triggered, right? So like, we're not gonna get into it, but the whole point that Russia as a country learned is that it's real easy to fuck with Americans and their electoral system, even before you get to the ballot
box. Oh, yeah. True.
So like,
Iranians
are definitely going to, I don't know what like influence they have actually in the media, but they're gonna try with cyber effort. There are some unconfirmed reports they have access to parts of the American grid or like can get into that kind of technology, because it does exist to like hack into it.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't do something that malicious, because that would be like a pretty big act, but they're gonna do things online. They're gonna do things, what was Soleimani like in charge of militias across the Middle East? You think that's not going to be a problem for the United States and their allies in the future? This is why like Trump does not know what kind of pool he's swimming in right now when it comes to foreign affairs.
Well, I don't think that Trump. I don't think he knows personally, but there's a lot of people that obviously in the administration and in the Pentagon that know. But
does he listen to him? Is the point?
Yeah, because,
I don't think he's a listener, to be honest.
But I think for the people in the Pentagon have more restraint than what Trump would have.
Yeah.
But I think if Iran was to do something like egregious, I would not be surprised if Trump ordered to drop the Moab, mother of all bombs. I don't know if he'd go as far as a nuclear strike, but like I could see him doing something like. Really, really egregious that Iran, they can't respond to without, they can only respond within the region.
Yeah.
Like they can only attack Saudi Arabia or like maybe Israel, but like
the U.S. is going to give shit.
Yeah,
not just the U.S. but like the whole world is going to turn against them very quickly.
Yeah, like they can only attack.
Right now, it's like the U.S. is like, okay, this is just America doing some Team America World Police fuckery right now, especially with Trump. Like they can kind of back off from this. Except to be fair. Canada, which Prime Minister Blackface has taken that pretty decently.
Brownface.
Unfair. Prime Minister Brownface has taken that very...
Well, there are a lot of Canadians died in that plane.
Exactly, that's the thing. But he said, like, hey, we have We have some early evidence that it appears that there are Canadians on board. And they happened to pass away.
30?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think it was like 60 even.
Yeah, maybe 67
with their
or something like
that. Smooth coffee skin that is so pleasant to touch and smooth to see.
Okay, here's another here's a question I have. What's up with the plane? Was that plane like, did it land in Iraq to like let people off the plane, or was it like a connecting
plane?
It was taking off
in Iraq, headed to, I believe, maybe Ukraine bound, because it was Ukraine, but it was headed towards Europe for sure.
Was it using Iraq as like a way station, or were there people departing?
It was a passenger jet.
Just a normal flight.
You don't think people like, fly back and forth between Ukraine and Baghdad?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's such a, like, I mean, it's turned up in Iraq.
It's
a weird place to, like, if you're just using it as a connector to, like, get
it's
gas.
It's probably just a random connecting flight, because there's...
That's weird.
It's the Baghdad International Airport. If you're flying into Iraq at all, you're probably using that airport.
Yeah.
But it's international. So
yeah, but I'm wondering if they... Like,
I mean, so is Long Beach. They fly to Hawaii.
Hey, man. I don't believe that this is, sir. Get them telescopes.
I don't have to believe
Vancouver
that.
Vancouver next, baby.
Yeah,
now,
I don't know.
Vancouver's hell of a spot, but later.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, going back to what you said. What'd you say again?
where's this even going is the best part. We're just stuck on...
Don't give up on us yet.
Yeah, come on, John.
It's too close.
Skip.
Come on, Christina.
Skip Baelish. It's like his girl thing, I don't know.
Yeah, no, so what we were talking about, kind of talking about, like, what is the skip?
Oh, man.
Skip, come on, skip. Come on, skip. Skip, come on, man, skip. Skip, man, you tripping, man. Come on, skip.
Okay, that's like fucking Skip Boomhauer or something like that. Okay, but no, what we were talking about was the kind of... So the feasibility of that happening, it's just wrong place, wrong time. Which, it seems like Iran was too trigger-happy, which, like...
Oh, Iran's like...
It's a complete fuck-up.
Die.
And to be fair, like, they were denying it at first. They were saying, we don't know what's going on. Boeing stocks were tanking.
It's
the Boeing jet, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that blowing up, but it's like there's so much other shit going on, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on, but like that, like in the morning, in addition to that,
it wasn't revealed that they thought it crashed on its own.
Yeah.
And then they realized, that shit was shot down.
It's the issue with war news cycles, which, like, I think where we're going to go to next is like the media thing, because you can go into manufacturing consent and the way the media was around this, because you had some stuff about certain actors on Twitter.com. I know you were interested in, but the main issue was with the Boeing thing. It ended up being that no, it was just like the plane got shot down. Like Iran just got too happy with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, missiles. Like
missiles.
It seems like it's so precision, whatever. But it's definitely not. The mistakes can be made, and sometimes you can shoot.
Well, you have radar. Dude. Speaking of different things with radars and stuff, you know that one guy who saved the world in the 80s with the Soviet...
I don't know his name,
but that...
Khrushchev, maybe. Or was that the leader?
No, Khrushchev was the Soviet premier. There's a one guy who had the early warning detection. One ICBM came from the U.S. and was going to nuke Russia, and he's like, that shit's not real, and they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It saved the entire world from the nuclear holocaust.
I mean...
Shit like that happens all the time. You wouldn't think so, but...
I remember when Saddam was bombing Israel with them Scud missiles. Obviously, it's different than a real missile, but like
Israel.
He bombed the shit out of Israel with them Scud missiles, and nobody died.
Yeah,
just one lady had a heart attack.
I mean, but can we get to talk about Netanyahu bombing?
Someone randomly
bombing Palestine in 2014 or what?
Oof. So, okay, well, did you want to bring up the Brett Stevens thing, or did you want to talk about, like, the history of what's going on in Iran?
Let's talk really
30
fast.
30 minutes later.
No, so, like, I don't want this to be too long.
Sean's trying to tear a show down.
No, I don't want this to be...
I'm trying to keep us on track.
He's the host.
But so, I don't want to get past... There's a history aspect to this, because we mentioned the Iran deal. We mentioned what's kind of going on in Iran. And then there's, like, the way the media, like, within 2 days did... War in Afghanistan round two. Like, there were weapons of mass destruction on Fox News. Lou Dobbs was fucking like slob knobbing all
Lube
over
Dobbs
Trump's
was coming
slide.
Someone said Lou Dobbs on my question slide, okay? Lou Dobbs?
Lou Dobbs was slob knobbing all over Trump's Osgob.
What was he saying?
You should call your bottle Lou Dobbs.
There's a video of him, like a compilation of him saying just jacking off Trump, and it's hilarious.
About this Iran situation?
Just in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then especially about Iran.
What was he saying?
I mean, like, it's just like the... The specific quote that got me was he said, there's a specific kind of evil going on. I'm paraphrasing. He said there's an evil going on when people can't cheer the fact that America killed an enemy.
Jeez.
Hey, man, that's not what happened, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's way more nuanced than that.
And but he's saying war with
you're evil if you're not a jingoist.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and one of those Republican Congress people or Democrat, senators, was saying that the Democrats are like holding water for Iran.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
They're mourning Soleimani.
Oh my god!
I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell are you talking? They don't even know who he is.
People just started googling him.
Yeah, I've known about him for a while because I pay attention to the region. But like,
I'm sorry. These like Metamucil-addled boomers just have like fucking Marvel cinema brain and can only think of things as like, who's the hero? Who's the villain?
Yeah.
When does Chris Evans show his
dark side? Who's a Jedi?
That's American ass.
Literally, like it's we don't even train people to understand that world politics is a little bit more complicated. We can say, hey, this guy was responsible for killing American troops. You got to weigh that on the line. He was also responsible for helping us get rid of ISIS. So you got to weigh that on the line.
And he was on deals to Saudi Arabia to help do peace between Iran and Saudi Arabia as well.
Yeah, but we don't want peace between Iran and Saudi Arabia because we want oil.
I think that's why when I heard that when he was on a peace mission to go there, I'm like, that might be why they actually killed him.
That's a theory.
And other countries have their own interests. Like they are human beings, dude. Like, and they have a nation with interests, and
their interests are completely. Sorry to cut you off, but like their interests are completely separate from the media apparatus where we think our interests come from.
Yeah,
because our interests are very much shaped by like MSNBC or CNN. You know, the so-called liberal media. And Fox were basically in lockstep on this. Like, we should be bombing right now. They basically had the missiles B-roll ready to go.
Remember when he struck the a base in Syria, right? Yeah. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was the Moab.
Moab
was Afghanistan.
Was Afghanistan. Sorry. No, when and everybody, even liberal outlets, saying,
so-called liberal.
They were like, oh, look at these beautiful missiles.
Yeah, that was, what's his name? Williams?
Williams.
Brian Williams.
Look at these beautiful missles going off.
Brian,
I'm like,
on one.
Dog.
Well, he's a proven liar, so whatever.
Yeah,
he definitely lost. Damn, he fell.
But it's funny because I mean that's what kind of got me to understand media is during the 2003 Iraq War, is when I just saw like there was opposition to the war, and I think like I didn't know much at that time, but like from what little reading and stuff that I did, I knew that Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and a lot of people knew that and were saying that in the media. As soon as those bombs dropped, I always tell people I would watch CNN, MSNBC, and Fox all day because they were all saying the same. But they were all saying the same thing. Like the war started, it's all state media at that point.
Yeah,
and that's the same thing that happened with this. When it starts to be like a war, like they lockstep, like all of them, except for them.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be a fine. Like I don't know if this is ever gonna get published.
I'll be happy to listen to this later.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my .mp3 file.
SoundCloud.
Yeah,
dude. SoundCloud upload.
I'll send it to you in Flack. Okay.
Do you want to talk about a little bit of the history of what's going on in Iran?
Yes.
Let's get a quick history lesson.
I was gonna say the only thing I know a little bit about Iran, but I know we did a coup to overthrow a democratically elected leader in the 50s, and that started shit off in Iran.
Yes, Mossadegh was elected in the 50s. I want to say 1953 was the coup.
Yeah, 53. Because around when Israel decided
he was,
to expand.
He was, there was a CIA agent there. Literally, his first name is Kermit.
Kermit
Roosevelt was there.
I'm looking this up. I don't believe this. His name is Kermit
Roosevelt.
Hey, Jamie.
Kermit Roosevelt Jr.
Jamie, look it up.
Was it Kermit Roosevelt?
Some volume, Jamie. Some volume.
He was there in the Iran stirring up trouble. They got Mossadegh out of there. Why?
Not that volume. We'll get kicked off of YouTube.
They got Mossadegh out of there. Why? Because he wanted to nationalize.
The oil supply.
Yes,
right?
And.
That means that people would take the benefit
from the
oil.
And the people in Iran were really suffering, working for...
He was born in Argentina.
Kermit Roosevelt? Yes. Not surprised. A lot of Nazis there.
Yeah. That was in 1916. That's before the Nazis.
Now you're being real.
A lot of, you know.
Continue.
Before the National
Continue.
A Nazi grifter over here. But yeah, Mossadegh was overthrown. The Shah was... Okay, people like to say the Shah. Mm-hmm. Shah in Persian, like in Farsi language, means king. So there was a monarch placed in power. He actually didn't want to do it. He had, like, fled the country and all kinds of other shit.
That's how you know he's probably good.
Right.
If you want power, that's probably your first disqualification.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he literally did not want to do it.
Yeah, I'm okay, dog.
But I don't think they killed Mossadegh. I think he was under house arrest for a long time. And eventually he died. But
he had furry handcuffs?
And his history is really interesting. He was definitely, like, somebody who was, like, fighting for the people. But
I mean, when you nationalize your oil supply, that's
when you want to.
When you want to, and you
plan on doing it. Whitey will take you out for that shit. Ask Patrice Lumumba.
Yeah, he died in 67.
Okay, so it was a time after that. Yeah. But yeah, so Iran, the Shah was installed, the king, the monarch, and, you know, he was obviously an American ally, and then skip forward into late 1970s, there was a lot of agitation for, like, a new government, and there was a genuine revolution, I would call it. There haven't been many genuine revolutions in the world, but Iran was, like, a genuine, like, the police were shooting at the people in the street, and then they were like, okay, we're on your side.
Like the Bolsheviks.
And what's his name? Ayatollah Khomeini flew back from France and came into power, and there was a lot of people that were upset about what happened after the revolution because they kind of felt like the clerics kind of like outmaneuvered them and took power for themselves kind of thing. And maybe that's the case. But who am I to like judge somebody's revolution?
But like, who are you? Because you specifically said a genuine revolution.
So but I think it was a genuine revolution in the sense that there were...
What's a Fugazi revolution?
Is America revolution?
Like Libya.
Libya's not a revolution.
Yeah, but there were... But
Libya's
like,
not a revolution. It's like a... It's a fencing contest gone horribly awry.
I mean, even like, let's say like Egypt was like... Egypt was like a revolution, kinda. But it was like a revolution for like a year.
And then it went back to normal.
So there's a difference between uprising and revolution.
Yeah, for sure.
And basically that difference is like where the end point is.
Syria was an uprising.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Is it quidus interruptus or is it like full deal?
Or is it the USSR?
I wouldn't go to USSR specifically.
Leave Zangief out of this. But yeah.
We'll do the Pol Pot episode another day.
But yeah, I call it a genuine revolution in the sense that like the people that hold the arms were against the people in the street and they were killing them until they were like, okay, we're on your side. The monarch had to leave.
Way.
I think the Shah died in Ohio. He came to America for cancer treatment. I think he was in Ohio.
Church Shah, Ohio.
And I think he died there.
Who was the Shah?
Yeah, who was the Shah at the time? Because there's like 1,000 Shahs.
No, just say the Shah. But just put Shah, where did the
How
Shah die?
How many other Shahs died?
Let me get a laptop.
Here, let me look. Game over.
None of these.
Game over.
Don't touch the
game. Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, don't touch the game.
Next time
we'll make some beats next time on live or whatever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Next time we'll update. We'll get a computer. We'll do it big up.
Did he die in Ohio or did he go to Ohio for cancer treatment?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, but Shah, Ohio cancer treatment. He went for cancer treatment in Ohio.
But basically, he didn't die in Ohio because, you know, stop and frisk. He died because of cancer treatment.
Well, I think he just died. I don't know if he died there.
He didn't die because he was shot because he was mistaken for a Sikh.
No, he didn't, like, pull a cell phone and a cop shot him. But well, there's no cell phones back then, allegedly. But yeah, so...
Really makes you think.
So, right after the Ayatollah Khomeini took power in 1979... America backed Saddam Hussein and Iraq to wage a war against Iran.
Remember this. It'll be important later.
That war lasted about 8 years, and I think 1 million people died in that war. It was like the first time trench warfare was used since World War II.
World War One.
Are you talking about World War I? Are you talking about the last Shah of Iran? Of Iran?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in Cairo, Egypt.
Okay, but he went to Ohio for treatment.
Okay, that's why that's why nothing was popping up.
Okay, so maybe he went to Egypt and what's the name?
But you know, it could be
did he get to Gaddafi?
Maybe banned a Fugazi revolution on that fact.
If that painting falls on you, it's gonna be hilarious.
That's why I got this pillow thing.
But yeah, so there was content. So there's an 8-year war. Iraq, Saddam threatened to bomb Tehran with chemical weapons.
He did. He went to see. It says 1979. He left Iran first, found refugee in the Bahamas. But later forced to leave, then sought treatment in Mexico. Multiple recommendations urged the Shah to seek treatment in the United States. And then he said, "How could a place like USA? How could I go to a place like USA that has undone me?" So he didn't.
Okay, well, there's something about Iran. I don't know.
he went to Cavaliers game. It was kind of weird.
He's on DuckDuckGo, but
I'm
on 4chan looking at his results.
Okay, so yeah, 8-year war with Iraq that America funded. There's the whole Iraq.
Stop doing your homework on YouPorn.
There was the whole Iran Contra scandal, which is a big deal.
I retire.
And then after that. Major sanctions. Oh, there was also the hostage crisis. I guess that's somewhat relevant. Yeah, they didn't even kill anybody.
They kind of terrorized some people.
They were fine. How's Reagan get elected? But we'll move on. Basically, we want to.
And then Bam's right. I looked it up. He's right.
Let's get to the Iran deal what's the tension leading up to it? Obama signed it. It's kind of like the world mostly jumped.
I'll do this really quick.
Okay.
2001, 9/11 happens.
Yes.
In America.
Never forget.
Indeed. America wants to take out the Taliban in Afghanistan. They do not have the ability to do that without Iranian intelligence, and Iran helps America take out the Taliban, provides intelligence. This is not even like conspiracy stuff. This is like well-known fact.
It's an extreme fact.
Yes. Trump comes out with the Axis of Evil stuff. Iran's like, fuck you.
Trump.
And... then at some point,
You said Trump.
George W. Bush.
Yeah. And really Cheney.
Okay, yes. So yeah, Painter Bush hey, and Kanye.
Cheney.
If you look closely, Dick Cheney's drinking water, George Bush isn't talking.
Okay, that's a good one. Strategery. There's a lot of talk in the Bush administration about wanting to get Iran next. Like, a lot of that talk.
Yeah.
The Project for a New American Century talked about taking out Iran, but that wasn't able to happen. But they did talk about Iran wanting to get nuclear weapons. Iran denied it. Fast forward to Obama. Obama's like, basically, let's make a deal so where you can't get nuclear weapons, but we will... but we will alleviate sanctions and if you allow monitors to be in your country to show that you're not trying to develop a nuclear weapon, we'll relieve sanctions, unfreeze some of your money, not give you $1 billion. We'll unfreeze
money that we stole.
Yeah, like we'll unfreeze $1 billion or so.
Reverse extortion.
Yeah. Reverse extortion. And yeah, you know the money that we stole from you? We'll give it back.
Unfreeze up to...
Hopefully Venezuela can get their gold back.
It's like an introductory credit card. One of those ones you get sent in the mail that you've been pre-approved for.
Maybe we'll send your Discover card back.
So after
that gold is gone in Venezuela, by the way. That's just never, absolutely
probably in space now.
That's just been melted down into someone's asshole.
Probably Elon Musk and Grimes'
child. Is that a gigafactory?
That's where all the gold is.
Gigafactory is the name of that child, deadass.
Hopefully it's Gigafactory deadass. Musk.
His first name is Gigafactory deadass, it's all.
His first name Giga.
And it's his last name.
My son
Factory. Last names.
Factory. Also middle name dead, dash, ass, Musk.
Last name Musk. Gigafactory, ass, Musk.
So a lot of negotiation goes and happens.
That's
and
the episode
then,
title.
And then,
Gigafactory, dead ass,
Musk. Fuck Grimes, you get no credit in here.
Suck it, Sony car.
No, it's all about that Avacar, man.
So then a lot of negotiation happens, and then they sign the Iran, the JCPOA,
the joint compact, like, it's basically the Iran deal.
And it's going well, and it's monitors, and it's fine.
IAEA is chilling.
And yeah, and everybody says that Iran is complying, although America did still, like, have some sanctions that they weren't supposed to.
So they violated first.
And then
first.
Trump, with the blessing of Sheldon Adelson and Bibi Netanyahu, and Mike Pompeo, and all these guys, and John Bolton. I'm sure he was there from the beginning. Bolton ripped up the Iran deal, and now we are in the situation we are today.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot of
shout out Bolton.
That's why I was saying a lot of white dudes with really weird mustaches control the world.
God is white.
It's Trump who specifically likes people who have a TV kind of look. So he will say, like, I like Bolton because
these when generals come up, he'll be like, hey, these generals look really nice in their uniforms.
Pause.
So I'll listen to them, I guess.
No one said pause into it out loud. That sucks.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
That's how you
can AOC just say, pause!
I'll be like,
she's from New York!
I'd be like, how do I monthly subscribe to her? What do I do for that? If she said that, pause.
Bernie's from Brooklyn? Pause.
First of all,
pause.
That's some gay shit.
Right there.
Yo, sir!
You don't have to pass! Johnson! Pause.
Damn it, Johnson!
Pause.
How many times do we have to talk about this, Millicent?
For real.
Okay, which brings us to Brett Stevens of the New York Times.
Super centrist.
Soleimani died.
Ready.
This is an opinion article in the New York Times, and I'll read excerpts of it. Soleimani died as he had killed. Now the United States must establish a balance of hope and fear in the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
A balance of hope and fear?
Yes.
Is he a Sith Lord?
Reasonable people will debate the likeliest ramifications of President Trump's decision to order the killing of Major General Qasem Soleimani, the Revolutionary Guard Corps commander, whose power in Iran was second only to that of the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and whose power in Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq was arguably second to none. What shouldn't be in doubt is the justice. So he kind of goes on.
He said Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Saudi Arabia kidnapped the Iranian, prime minister, so.
Whoops, damn it.
Iran never did that. Iran never kidnapped.
First comment article.
Saad Hariri got kidnapped by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia's like, I don't know where your president is.
Literally got kidnapped.
In 2004, Soleimani began flooding Iraq with lethal roadside bombs, known as explosively formed projectiles, which, according to retired General Stanley McChrystal, killed hundreds of Americans.
Cap. They killed mercenaries
in Blackwater.
They never proved that. That's cap.
But there's a great deal. In 2006, Hezbollah operatives abducted and killed Israeli soldiers in an operation that, according to Filkins, was carried out with Soleimani's help. It sparked a month-long war in which thousands of people were killed.
What the? This shit is so. This is what you call American exceptionalism.
Brett Stevens basically wrote an article. His last opinion article in the New York Times before this was in defense of Ashkenazi Jews being the master race.
Shut the hell up!
Wait.
No, Brett Stevens. You can't have that serious of a face and say
would
that.
Would you like? Okay, let's switch.
Damn, I'm gonna choke you. He didn't even say that.
I'm
not gonna confirm this. I need to confirm.
Wait, sorry.
Like, that phase is too serious.
Sorry. You can get this by becoming a member. Just kidding. I have to log into my New York Times subscription.
Shout out us on Patreon if you want to find out the truth.
OnlyFans.
But the article is called The Secrets of Jewish Genius.
Is it really?
Yes. Brett Stevens wrote this article two articles before the Iran one.
Damn.
Wait, man, hold on. Are you joking or are you for real?
I'm serious.
The Secret of Jewish Genius?
Yeah.
What the hell? That's racist, dog. Man,
that's super racist.
I feel like that's racist. That's like saying, oh, you're black, you can run fast. That's not bad.
Well, the secret of black, or you're Asian.
The secret of
math.
Yeah. The secret of speed of blacks.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Hey, man. How black see. People can
The
dunk.
Common answer is that Jews are or tend to be smart. Oh, but the Jews are smart.
Now, bleep all this, dude. This is a Jewish show.
Relax. Here's more than eliminate.
Jewish show.
Relax, dude.
It's a kosher show.
This edition of the Syndicate 23 Political Affairs is brought to you by the Jewish Community Center.
Yeah. The Jewish Community Center. California located on.
Dear Iran, we would never bomb any cultural sites deemed to you, because that would be a war crime. However, the Jewish Community Center is located at 28...
Okay, anyway, back to the Iran article.
Oh, the Iran article? You really want that?
Yeah, jeez.
Okay.
We're going to master receivers, though.
Okay, so... Loading it back up again.
Silence is deafening.
The alternative, Iran could mount a global campaign of terrorist strikes, deploying foreign proxies like Hezbollah for political deniability. It could try to take the hostages the American embassy in Baghdad, much as it did the embassy in Tehran in 1979.
Shit, so long ago. Like, what are you talking about? Iran is a peaceful nation, honestly. Like, you got American bases in Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan.
You've got American bases everywhere.
Saudi, I mean, bases Dubai, Qatar. The biggest one is in Qatar. You got Bahrain, Iraq. How much Turkey?
They're talking about taking hostages at an embassy. We bomb airports now.
Dog, in the Iraq War, they bombed Al Jazeera's headquarters twice.
That's so funny.
Two times.
It's a fucking news outlet.
Yes.
Double tap.
Like, come on, America.
They were shouting, they got a care package.
Like, it's just annoying because it's just completely whitewashes any American killing of everybody.
Yeah, this is articles just like, look, these guys killed
Americans.
Iran
did a little bad.
But, like, honestly, we didn't kill anybody. We're just protecting American interest.
Like, Jesus Christ,
American interest,
dude.
Yeah, dude,
it's
so
just
corny.
Like, the way Brett Stevens, the way Lou Dobbs, the way all these people kind of, like, come tight in for war. It's just ridiculous. Like, you wouldn't be... It's like... No, like, literally, they get sexual over war. Like,
oh,
they get
the
most excited. Because
that's
the
money,
war,
dude.
War,
the money
war,
comes
war,
in when
war,
there's
war. Money,
yeah.
War is money. Money
war,
is...
War is a clickbait.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just like Trump's clickbait.
Yeah. Right. What is it good for? Absolutely
what does Scooter say, man?
What?
About Donald Trump.
He said, Trump crazy. He just passed a law for dick riding.
That's a bar. That's the truth.
21 Savage said, Trump might fuck around, deport my cars.
I remember that. I remember that shit.
But yeah, I mean, it's
what's up with that?
It's really unfortunate because I don't think in general, the American people don't look at Iran as an enemy for real, for real. But there's a lot of people in the political establishment that just...
Okay.
They just want to take out any non-compliant government in that region for sure, and they've succeeded. I mean, it was I'm not ashamed to say it was a sad day for me to see Gaddafi murdered. I'm like, damn, this was one guy who was like, I'm not gonna suck America's cock, like, good or bad, like, I'm not gonna do that, like. Gaddafi came into power like when I mean, he probably came into power like in the 30s or some shit like that. He's been the president.
How long has he been there for? I think 60s. Right?
Yeah, he was a freedom fighter, and
he was the only person to kind of like, he was the only person to stand. Gaddafi was the only person to stand up against the United States, or like one of the few people in that time in that region.
Yeah, and I'm just like I'm not saying the guy. I'm not saying the guy is perfect, but there's a lot of stuff that went on back, like when he gave up his chemical and biological weapons. There's a lot of weird stuff that happened. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to look up the Benghazi HIV hospital. Just look it up. It's weirdo shit back then. But
the true original beehive.
Yes.
it's like Baghdad HIV.
You're clever.
You're a rapper. HIV trial in Libya?
Yeah, just look up Benghazi. There's a hospital in Benghazi. And it was a bunch of... I'm not going to get into it.
Did Hillary have emails about it? Because I got Boeing emails.
What a picture.
That's
our cover art.
What's the name? There was only a few leaders in that region that would stand up to America. Gaddafi, they took him out. Bashar, they
Bashar al-Assad.
Yeah, they've tried to destroy the country. For me, I'm just like, it makes me happy that somebody's willing to fight against Whitey, dude. Like, you're willing to be like, nah, dude. Like, you're not just going to take everything. Like, I'm not saying these guys are perfect. There's no perfect government. And that's another thing, too, that bothers me. It's like, oh, you know, this guy's killing those people. Man, in America, you pull out a cell phone from a cop, they murder you. Yeah. I've seen a damn 9-year-old kid get shot by a cop. He just rode up in the car as a kid playing with a toy gun in Ohio. It's an open carry state.
It's 2-year-olds.
Well, no, he was. Well,
I don't know, but like, yes, but like, this happens all over the country constantly.
The dude shot through the chick's window in Texas, in her own home.
Stood on her
This head. Is America. Like, I'm not trying to, like, Iran is oppressive and corrupt. I guarantee the cops in Iran don't kill you for having a cell phone. I guarantee they don't. If they pull you over, you might have to give them $50. But you ain't going to get shot for pulling your cell phone out.
Yeah.
So every place has bad and good.
Don't shoot.
Every place has bad and good. But it makes me happy in my heart that somebody be like, no, I'm not going to let Whitey take our shit. And we end up like Guatemala or something. And there's just a gazillion poor people and a rich that just takes over everything. And that's true. Look it up.
I mean, yeah.
The Sending at 23 Political Report has been brought to you by the Soros Institute.
And Raytheon.
Raytheon, Boa.
No, that'll be for the end. All right. Okay, so, thank you for getting us to the vegetables of the report. We want to get through one last portion of this, and this is, Boeing... So,
that's the worst part right there.
Okay.
You should have said...
Hey, man. So Boeing apparently wasn't the company that was responsible for that downed plane in Iran.
It wasn't a Boeing plane.
No, it wasn't a Boeing plane.
It was a Boeing plane. It was
I'm sorry. Okay.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't like.
But it wasn't because,
their fault.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was not their fault.
It was a Raytheon missile that shot down the Boeing plane.
That's
it wasn't the Boeing technology.
Iran is buying missiles from Raytheon now?
I don't know.
They're definitely not. I wish they I wish like they tried to sell them to them, and then they just got sanctioned to hell.
Well, they're probably like a Chinese knockoff, like Raytheon.
Iran actually has its own kind of like they have
Sean,
their like,
his
like
thighs out, please. Thank you.
Their own like
self guys out, not me, not me,
not me.
Iran has its own kind of like self-sufficient military.
So, Boeing wasn't responsible for that, but you were alluding to a Boeing clusterfuck that was going on there. Oh, look at Caesar trying to hide and shit.
I mean,
I mean, like these mics can still pick you up a little bit. We'll see if we can play around with that later
Pause.
On. But
Boeing plane.
Yeah, the Boeing employees were kind of talking about how much of a mess that
the 737 MAX.
The 737 MAX 8 was in leaked emails.
Oh, she is hilarious. Pilots are like crazy.
Listen, I have quotes.
Yeah,
I'm going to read them to you. So, according to the New York Times, Boeing employees mocked federal rules, talked about deceiving regulators, and joked about potential flaws in the 737 MAX as it was being developed, according to hundreds of pages of internal messages that were delivered Thursday to congressional investigators.
Yeah!
And if you're thinking about, like, oh, it can't have been that bad about, like, what were they hiding? What were they misleading?
Oops.
Quote, I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the employee messages said in 2018.
Oh God!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah,
And you know, the
there was another one too that was pretty crazy too. I wouldn't fly.
No, hold on. I'm going through all of them. This is called the slow
reveal. I will shut up.
This is
host. Shut the hell up, Bam.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
It's 21 Savage ad lib.
Okay, Goosey man. Okay, so we're talking about. So you kind of wonder, would these people who are building this aircraft? Would they let their families fly in this kind of thing? Would they let people they love fly kind of thing? Because this is a plane that's on Southwest. This is a plane that's on major airlines everywhere.
Spirit.
Was.
Allegiance.
Quote, would you let your family fly on a MAX 8 simulator trained aircraft? I wouldn't.
Yeah,
That's the whole message. I wouldn't.
They're all like robot people. They don't have like jokes and shit. Like,
yeah.
The other one responded, no.
Like, geez, they don't have no jokes there?
No, you want to see the jokes?
No smiley faces?
Would you let
the smiley faces.
Eggplant emojis in there?
Could it fly well even if an Asian's driving it?
Oh. You know, it's funny enough you mention races because...
Oh, no.
One,
it's funny you mention races.
It's funny you mention the coloreds because one of the investigators was inspecting the plane and they said... This airplane was designed by clowns who were in turn supervised by monkeys.
Mario Balotelli?
Hey!
Why only
Rudiger?
That's sad, dog.
Gib, why you gotta be racist?
Come on, Gib.
Come on, Gib.
This is the first time Caesar did a good impersonation. Like, I've never, like, Caesar, that's not in his repertoire.
Oh, what?
Caesar's not a rep impersonation guy.
Hey, you...
Come on, Gib.
This is the first time he's ever done... Oh, God! Look, he got
not,
excited.
It's not on.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, you
will give Muhammad bin Seas some credit, all right?
Muhammad bin Seas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Boeing is bullshit.
A Boeing employee was giving a presentation to the FAA about how the MAX 8 worked, and apparently the FAA was so confused that it was, quote, like dogs watching TV.
Oh, my God.
And you know what's funny? I think still got to go fly, though.
Yeah, because Boeing planes, from what I hear, are just so ridiculously designed that, like, you have to be basically an ape or James Cameron to operate it. Avacar, everybody. Mercedes-Benz makes nothing but quality automobiles. And that's why they
James
are
Cameron, check out his new film. That's Transformers 15.
All of the opinions expressed in this unredacted version of are exactly the opinions of James Cameron, Northrop Grumman, and Hillary Rodham.
And Lou Dobbs.
Caesar's ex.
Yeah.
Her dad.
I may or may not have any ties to Raytheon, so my comments are not going to be...
Caesar was up in some Raytheon paid for a mansion, which is really just taxpayer
paid
for
a mansion.
Is that Robert?
How about Raytheon?
Behind mission?
How about them Raytheon cocktails, eh?
Leave tails out.
Okay. All right.
The bomb.
You can find the next episode of this podcast whenever the missiles drop again.
We're definitely SoundCloud exclusives.
You can follow this podcast if you find it. Just keep looking out for it, and you'll find it again.
Yeah, find
or
it,
you'll never find,
find
it.
Find it.
Please send me all complaints about this podcast to.
Everest. Holy shit. He's currently on my Xbox Live. Hit him up with your feelings.
He's currently has a stick with a sport.
Verizon.net.
His social security number is 6394.
Reminds you so at gmail.com.
We both answer emails. Uncomfortable. That's way too close.
We both answer emails.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Yeah, so hopefully more bombing of Iran.
You'll have us to walk you through and hold your hand.
The war is bad, dude, military dictatorships are bad.
Down with the war.
No war in Iran.
Yeah, no war anywhere.
Less war, more sex.
And I think the age of militarism is over. That's why, I think that's part of the reason why this was an assassination.
Was that an assassination?
Well, yeah. Like the age of militarism, I think.
Like militarism in the sense of like invasions and full, like, we're all mobilizing. Like, I think that's over.
I disagree. I think that could definitely still happen if we're not careful.
Well, I feel you on the careful part, but I don't think the American military has the capacity to do that. Unless you're going to do it in Iraq again, or like some other, like Panama or some other shit like they did before.
I mean, if the American military wanted to like gutter fuck Guatemala.
Yeah, that'd be easier, of course. But like to invade a nation like across the world, mobilize. I don't think they have the ability to do it anymore.
No, a world war. No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
China will mobilize the world before the United States will.
I honestly I agree with that. I just don't think that they have the ability to like corner like the power in the world like they did in 2003 and just be like, look, we're doing this whether you want to or not. But like things that happened in Libya, just like NATO bombing the shit out of the shit until they say, oh, there's Gaddafi right there. But now you're going to have just a warlord Somalia country. Things like that can happen. But like militarism in the sense that like a nation's army is like they're getting on the aircraft carriers to go to this place and they're just mobilizing and you got to spend trillions of dollars. I think that's over. I don't think America can actually do that anymore.
I hope not.
Did that stuff shark just call me a sad?
Hey man!
Hey, he is the mascot.
The Syndicate 23 political. Hang on. We're gonna play us out, okay? The
Syndicate 23 play us out.
The Syndicate 23 political report has been brought to you by Raytheon. Raytheon, our missiles, pristine, elite, something I don't know. Fuck it, I don't know.
Stick face.
for
this has been brought to you by Space Force.
This has been brought to you by SpaceX.
This is brought to you by a Gigafactory dick face.
Gigafactory
dead ass.
We're not supposed to make fun of kids. But if we killed it in utero, it'd be kind of funny. All right, let's go.